Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I'm back on a subreddit that you guys have absolutely loved recently, r/traumatizedthemback. If you're a fan of revenge stories of any sort, these are the posts for you. Without further ado, let's get into the first short story, which will explain what this is all about. Sit back, relax, subscribe if you're new. Here we go. Grab my booty, have fun blowing your nose. This one happened just an hour ago. I'm still shaking a bit, but dang am I proud of myself. I was at the Wall of Marts, my first mistake, and I was bent over looking at craft stuff. This random man, late 30s, early 40s, decided it would be a great idea to grab a fistful of my butt. Of course, the dude does not know I'm a martial artist, so was very surprised when I rabbit punched him square in the nose. He grabs his face and starts cussing me out. I cock my fist back and shout, "And I'll do it again." He scurried off, still cussing up a storm. No, I didn't contact the police. Not my first rodeo, so I know they wouldn't do anything. I did tell a manager I'm familiar with what happened, so they could keep an eye out. Why am I so proud of myself? I didn't cry. I even finished my errands before coming home. I was not gonna let a random jerk ruin my day. And there we go. If you weren't sure what r/traumatizedthemback was all about, well, now you know. This is brilliant. He assaulted you first. You get to do whatever you want to him afterwards, in my opinion. Yeah, I know, like, legally, you assaulted him back. But is that not self-defense of some sort? I mean, he can't get away with this. And now he's not going to do it again because of you. So you've done amazingly for yourself and for other women that this would probably have happened to in the future. Amazing. How a PE teacher put my sister in the hospital. So this is about my older sister, who I'll be calling Jane for this post. Now, Jane has asthma. She's had it ever since she was a baby and gets it pretty badly. We've had to spend more than one Christmas in the hospital because she had pneumonia, and the school was very well aware that she has asthma. She always had an inhaler on her, and the front office had a nebulizer for emergencies, and there were multiple doctor notes on file limiting what she could do. She couldn't play a wind instrument in band class. She was allowed to not sing in choir if she was having trouble, and if teachers ever took students outside while the weather was bad, she was allowed to opt out. She was in middle school when this happened, and all of the teachers got the memo except for the PE teacher. Not only did this female dog not believe that Jane had asthma, but she also didn't believe that asthma was real. She thought it was just something that kids come up with so they don't have to exercise. What? All right, I've got to interject here, guys. Now, I would typically say that I cannot believe this, right? This seems unbelievable that a PE teacher, a qualified PE teacher, thinks that asthma isn't real. But maybe there genuinely are PE teachers out there that just like love fitness and exercise so much to the extent that they think that any kid that says they have asthma is actually just making it up. So I guess I'm not saying that this woman necessarily thinks that asthma doesn't exist or hasn't been trained to know what asthma is, but maybe she just thinks it's an excuse that kids always use. Okay, let's get back to the story. This caused a few problems, and Jade had been sent to the principal's office more than once for trying to opt out of gym class. She wouldn't get in trouble, but being reprimanded in front of the entire class and getting sent to the office is mortifying for a middle schooler, and she was sick of it. Our story takes place in the middle of winter, just before winter break. We live in a cold climate, and our winters get wet and cold, neither of which are great for asthmatic lungs. On this day, the teacher had them running the mile, but instead of having them run laps in the gym, she insisted they go outside, and kids would get in trouble for taking their coats because they had to be in uniform. Jane tells the teacher she can't run outside in this weather, and the teacher tells her that if she refuses to run, then she'll be sent to the office. Now, if you remember, middle schoolers' sense of self-preservation is non-existent, and Jane has balls so big that they impair her walking, so she decided enough was enough. This school had a track that was a quarter mile long, but for whatever reason, the teachers never had kids run the mile on it. Instead, they had the kids run around the block that the school was on twice, while the teacher stood at the starting point with a stopwatch. What Jane knew, and the teacher didn't, was that at the same time Jane had gym class, our mum would go to kindergarten to pick up our younger sister. She'd seen Jane running the mile on nice days earlier in the year, and gave her a little honk and a wave. So imagine, if you will, my mother, a CNA, going to pick up her baby, only to spot her eldest daughter running around outside with no coat on in the middle of winter, struggling not to slip on ice in certain spots. Mum was annoyed. She pulled up next to Jane to ask what the heck she was doing, and Jane told her through chattering teeth that the teacher was forcing her to run the mile outside with the other girls. Mum told Jane to get into the car and drove around to the front entrance to rush her into the office, demanding they call an ambulance and get her a nebulizer for a breathing treatment and something to warm her up and get her circulation back, as she was literally turning blue. Jane was hospitalized. The school had to pay for the ambulance ride, pay for the nebulizer medication, and pay for the hospital stay. Mum chewed out the principal and the teacher, then the doctor did the same. The teacher was suspended and put under review, but for whatever reason, she didn't get fired. However, she did learn not to ignore doctor's notes in kids' files, and there wasn't another incident like that in the 12 years it took for all of our siblings to finish middle school. And Jane continues to have the largest balls I've ever seen. Why is it always PE teachers, guys? That's my question. You just hear about them a lot. Everyone's had one bad PE teacher who just forces kids to do things that they don't want to do, just for no real reason. And I feel like I've seen at least two or three stories like this, or similar to this, over the years. Now, yes, not necessarily have they had this level of revenge, which was excellent to see. But, you know, on like entitled parents or entitled people, you hear about teachers like this, PE teachers, to be precise. It's pretty crazy that she wasn't fired, by the way. Like, you said at the end there that she did learn not to ignore doctor's notes in kids' files. Is that not the number one thing to like, do? As any teacher, is read those files and know exactly what is in them. Surely. Like, yes, the point is to educate, but first and foremost, it's to keep the child alive, isn't it? Like, when they're in your company, you are their carer. That's insane. But yeah, shout out Jane for saying, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm just not doing this again. And shout out to your mum as well. You've lost weight. You look great. Slight backstory. About 7 years ago, I was forcibly moved out by my father. And after my mother tried to guilt trip me into dropping the associated court case, we went no contact for a while. She and I are on good terms now, but it took a while for us to get comfortable meeting up again. And this interaction occurred during our first meetup after that point. Because of how much this had affected my life, I'd been between jobs for a while and was severely struggling with the poverty of very abruptly having to fend for myself on top of the mental issues caused by the incident. Suffice to say, I was really struggling to have regular meals and was definitely not at 100%. It had been close to a year since she'd last seen me, and due to this intense poverty, I'd naturally lost close to 30 kilograms, 66 pounds, since then. I was slightly overweight before and was now just slightly underweight. Don't worry, I wasn't skin and bones. My mum was trying to be friendly, and I'm sure she did sincerely mean it as a compliment when she said, "You've lost weight, you look great," as she's also struggled with her weight a bit. However, I was still quite bitter and uncomfortable with seeing her again after the stance she took, and it wasn't exactly intentional weight loss. So I looked her in the eyes and said, "Thank you. It's from the malnutrition, since I can't afford to eat properly." Guys, she went freaking silent. I don't think she looked me in the eye for the rest of the meetup. I would never be so bluntly rude to her now, since we're on good terms, but she really needed the reminder of how bad my life had become because of the incident. At least she bought me a F ton of groceries afterwards because of it, so I had some proper food again for a while. Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing, I guess, but she can't just like buy some groceries for you in the short term, and that makes up for everything that's happened in the long term. I don't know what the incident was. Obviously, we don't know what forcibly moved out by your father means. But yeah, depending on the age this was or what happened, I mean, who knows if it's legal or not. But yeah, losing close to 30 kilograms by not being able to get, you know, the sufficient food that you need, whether that's the quantity or quality, whatever, or other stuff, you know, from the emotional abuse, perhaps, of what happened. 30 kilograms is nuts, given you were slightly overweight before. wow. Like, it's not as if you were, you know, 200 kg and lost 30 and you're still overweight. Yeah, mental. But I'm glad that she now probably realizes what has happened to you. But then surely she should have realized that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, shouting, "I'm 15, you pedo," at every guy who harasses me on behalf of younger me. I just found this sub and wow, I love it. I thought I'd share something I've been doing for a few years, which I think this sub will appreciate. I used to get harassed as a young teen, a heck of a lot, because I dressed alt, and therefore men think you're not a person, but a walking goth sex doll. I also worked in the biggest alt market in my city, and we would get so many guys in there just to harass young girls or try to manipulate them. I would try to be a cool aunt figure to these girls and guide them, showing them self-defense, etc. But honestly, the problem seemed to be getting worse and worse. One day, after I'd had to deal with a 14-year-old crying on me because a stranger said he was gonna finish in her hair, I was walking home from work and some guy started shouting the exact same thing at me. Now, I'm pretty lucky in that I don't look much older than I did at 14 or 15. People already said I looked 18. And in that moment, I had a wonderful idea. I turned around and screamed, "I'm 15, you freaking pedo!" The friend I was with got the memo and joined in screaming pedo at them. At that point, we'd been walking through the busiest square in the city. Pretty soon other people started paying attention to what we were screaming and joined in, till there must have been 20 plus people shouting at the guy with easily 200 others staring. I've never seen someone poop it so quick. It was absolutely hilarious to see him go from feeling so big and powerful to so scared so quickly. He legged it off and dived into a taxi, clearly scared that if he stayed, an angry mob would form around him. It was brilliant. I still do it to this day when I get harassed, if there's enough people around for it to work, and some of my friends have joined in too. Hopefully before too long, the message will spread around them and they'll all become too scared to harass anyone. Well, you know what, OP? I actually think you're doing the right thing here. Yes, obviously they're not pedos because you're over the age of 18, but they don't know how old you are. So yeah, they're running away because they have no idea, and for all they know, you could be under the age of 18. And what if you were under the age of 18 but didn't say anything? You know, it'd be terrible. So yeah, again, kind of like the first story, you've stopped this person from doing this again in the future. So yes, although you're telling a white lie, it's for the good of humanity. Have you ever sucked a D? There was a guy in my small animal care class back in high school who would always ask questions about my asexuality in a condescending tone. You know the ones. How do you know you're asexual if you've never had sex? Are you sure you just haven't met the one yet? How can you be dating, insert my partner's name here, without sex? So you're just fine with being a virgin forever? Almost every day while I sat with our class chickens, I was interviewed on what I do with my parts. His favorite of the questions was, how can you be so sure you're asexual if you haven't had sex? I tried to explain to him multiple times that I didn't need to have sex to know that I was asexual, that it's a thing you feel, or in our case, don't feel, like how someone would know how they felt about being with men versus women or anyone in between. I used all the analogies I could think of, and he just wouldn't stop. One day, I had enough. Without thinking, I yelled, "Have you ever sucked a D, Mike?" I've never seen any person so shocked, like he'd just been told something that would forever change his trajectory of life. What? Have you ever had homosexual intercourse with a male? No. Well, then how can you be sure you're straight then? Huh, Mike? Stammering, he repeatedly insisted it was because he felt such a strong attraction to ladies that there was no possible way he could be gay. Every single time though, I asked him again how he was so sure. Struggling not to laugh, my friend was trying to get me to lower my voice. Look, Mike, now the chickens are scared. You made me scare the chickens. Get back to me when you've sucked a D, Michael. Naturally, I got in trouble, but my teacher was chill and it was nothing more than a good scolding and a 2-week ban from sitting with the chickens. I honestly think I should have gotten in more trouble. I should have controlled my temper. Well, there's no going back in time, I guess. For the remaining 2 months that we shared class together, he never asked me how I could be so confidently asexual. Maybe he learned something that day. Maybe he was scared of incurring my wrath once again. We may never know. I still haven't gotten any word that he sucked a D yet, though. All right, and here is some chicken tacks up on screen right now. I don't think I've ever seen chicken tacks before on Reddit, but I will say the chickens look pretty lovely. Especially like the white one. Is that racist? It wasn't meant to be, and it obviously isn't, but I just think the white one looks cute. Not that the black one doesn't. Could this stay in? Yes, because it's not racist. It's just unfortunate that I've said that. There we go, guys. I hope you don't take offense to that. just a joke. Well, it's not a joke. I mean it. I thought the white one looks cool. Anyway, let's just move on. And now for our final traumatize them backstory. Tell the entire class about my depression while I'm in the mental hospital. Hope you don't mind me emailing the entire staff about your AA meetings. I have severe clinical depression, and I've been struggling with it for years. The teachers are always made aware of my hospital admissions, so they can be more lenient on late work after I get back, which I've never really had a problem with. Now, there was this math teacher I had. Let's call her Mrs. R. My dad is a recovering alcoholic and goes to AA regularly, which I'm very proud of him for. When he went to a parent-teacher conference with her for the first time, he told me in the car that he remembered her from AA and was surprised she got a job since she relapsed constantly. Now, I didn't care much about it since everyone has their problems and just decided to forget about him saying it. Now, I had to be hospitalized due to an unalive attempt. It was for about 3 weeks, and during that time, I was doing math work to keep up with her class. When I came back, I realized that everyone acted very off when they talked to me. I was fairly confused, so I asked one of my friends what happened when I was gone. Apparently, a kid had openly asked why I was gone for most of the year without any repercussions, and Mrs. R decided it was appropriate to go on a rant about how I was depressed and mentally ill, and that she hated how I was coddled by the school board. She also stated that if I was her child, she would beat the depression out of me. I was royally annoyed at the fact that she did that and thought it was a good thing to do to a kid that at that point was in middle school and was being bullied left and right. In a rage, I sent a mass email to the staff, stating that she was seen in AA and how uncomfortable I felt with an alcoholic teaching me stuff. Following this, she was terminated because not even the administration knew about her addiction and thought that it wasn't safe for her to be around children. Now, just want to make sure, OP, that you saying following this she was terminated, does that mean she was shot and killed? I hope it does. I fear it doesn't, but yeah, I feel like that is the only reasonable outcome here, is that she was shot on sight. Because the things that she's doing here are a disgrace, and yeah, it's kind of weird that her school wouldn't know about her alcoholism and her alcoholic past, but maybe she just hid it. I mean, that's, I'm sure, what happened, which is crazy to be an alcoholic that isn't recovered and is still, well, relapsing constantly, according to your dad. But yeah, having that person around children is crazy. Yeah, you did the right thing once again. To be honest, it doesn't really matter that she is an alcoholic or goes to AA meetings or relapses, whatever. Like, the fact that she's disclosing this to your, or to her class, your classmates, and then saying all this stuff that she said, like, it is absolutely ridiculous. She hated how you were coddled by the school board, and that if you were her child, she would beat the depression out of you. That's absolutely insane. For that reason alone, she should obviously not be in education. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more posts just like this from r/traumatizethemback, check out this video on screen. If you're new to the channel, subscribe down here. And I'll see you guys all tomorrow for some more amazing Reddit content just like that.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.